Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk injuries, and specifically Jason Peters. Why is he playing? Tell me why he's playing. Tell me who's allowing him to play, and tell me if you think he should be playing.
So the coaches still really believe in him. I mean, we've had a chance to talk to Doug, Mike Groh. We even got a chance to talk to their offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland. And they, you know, they don't outright say that they disagree he's struggling, but they definitely think he's playing better than it seems the majority of the public does. I'll also say the fact that Lane Johnson's dealing with an ankle injury, and he'll play, but the fact that there's a little bit of a question there probably factors into not giving Peters another week, but they don't think he's playing bad. Now, I would disagree, but it's their decision, and he's going to play on Sunday.
I read it as they have the ultimate respect for Jason Peters, as they should, and because he's a future Hall of Famer and he has a direct line to the owner, that if he says he wants to play, unless a doctor says absolutely he can't, he's going to it, at least for now. Maybe that changes if he struggles again.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anyone in the NovaCare that can tell Jason Peters what to do besides Jason Peters. I mean, the owner himself said that he was, like, him and Jason Peters are best friends, so... Look, Jason has, you know, he's earned the right to a certain degree to kind of, you know, be in there if he wants to play and not take weeks off.
Has he? You know, it doesn't worry you? I watched a 270-pound defensive end jack him up and throw him in the Carson.
Yeah, I mean, they did still win the game and score 31 points. So, I mean, you know, maybe his
after he was out.
He hasn't played great, I'll agree. But, I mean, look, Vitae is not a great option. He's struggled when he's gone in there. And outside of that, unless you want to put Sam Malu out there and put Wisniewski back in, they don't have a ton of great options. So I think at this point they're just going to ride him out, hope he can stay healthy. But I'll tell you, looking at him at a practice, like, his whole side of his body is covered. I mean, he's, you know, something on his leg, something on his arm. So I think you can tell, you know, he's starting to get up there a little bit, Nitch.
Yeah, starting to look like Gronk, man, when you see Gronk out there with all that body armor on.
Exactly.
But stay on the offensive side of the ball, the running back situation. No Sprozy going this week. We know the two guys that have been going out there. I'm wondering, Josh Adams, is there any plan to sort of get him more involved in the offense, or are they comfortable just going with Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement?
So we had a chance to talk to Deuce Daly today, the running back coach, which we don't normally get a chance to. So he basically said he was asked about Josh Adams. And he said, look, Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood are playing really good right now. So that's the reason you haven't seen as much Josh Adams. And he spoke really highly of Smallwood and Clement. It's clear that they have a lot of confidence in him. Now, I know there's been a lot of speculation and talk about a trade. Mm-hmm. After talking to Deuce today, it really seems like they just two things. One, they really believe in Clement and Smallwood, and they do think Sproles will contribute at one point this season. So that seems to be their plan going forward.
At one point this season, huh?
Yeah, I think that's the key phrase there. You're looking at least, I mean, including the bye week, 3-4 weeks, I would think, until he's back.
Wow. More? 3 or 4 more weeks?
What was termed? T. Elliott, Doug doesn't give injury information, and I give him credit for it because he's good at it. We have to be talking about a tear, right? I mean, has he practiced? Did they think he was ready and he had a setback? Because he called it a mild hamstring strain a month and a half ago.
Yeah, I think the word he used was a slight hamstring strain the first time he talked about it, so... Yeah, I mean, look, he's been saying day-to-day for 5 weeks now. And Doug, you know, he doesn't give a ton of injury information, but he will say week-to-week sometimes for a guy when it's pretty clear he's going to be out a while. But no, Sproles has not practiced since he stretched one day, and that was about it. But he has not practiced since he suffered that hamstring injury all the way back in week one now, during practice, perhaps before week two.
One hell of a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
How about the cornerback situation? No Sidney this week. You expect Vontae to start at the safety, I'm assuming, and moving down to nickel when they go into the moving down the slot when they go into nickel. What happens at that point when they go to nickel and he moves down the slot?
So I was talking to a few players today in the locker room. I mean, amongst the guys that are the options, it seems to me, just the vibe I get, that they want to keep Avante Maddox at safety just because they think he's played well there. But the injury to Sidney Jones is definitely an issue. So I think, you know, there's maybe a small chance you see Jalen take a few snaps in the nickel. I do think moving Maddox up into the nickel is a possibility. But another wild card in all this is Rasul Douglas, a guy that, you know, took some snaps at safety. He missed 2 days this week, two crucial days, Wednesday and Thursday, due to a personal issue. So I don't know how complicated they'll be able to get with the game plan, but I think once again it's going to be kind of, you know, piecing that secondary together.
I don't get the idea they want to play him, Elliot, if all else is being equal, just based on their actions and not what they say. It doesn't seem like they want to play him at any position.
Yeah, it's been weird with Rasul. I mean, like, just the way they kind of treat him and coach him, like, they don't train him to play the nickel very much, where they cross-train almost all their secondary guys. They put Avante back at safety when he's a rookie. Rasul's a second-year player. I think Rasul's a good player. I think Rasul, he creates turnovers when he's out there. But I would agree, they don't really give off a vibe like they're looking for ways to get him on the field.
Yeah, are you convinced? We're talking to Elliot Show Parks Reedham, 94WIP.com, also on the Go Birds podcast. Does a great job. Are you convinced this team, based on what you saw last week, moving forward, they're about to hit their stride? You think they're back, or are you still a little bit, we'll wait and see?
So I was definitely, let's wait and see. But just being around the team after that Giants win, like, I think I'd be doing a disservice if I didn't say, like, just from being around the team, the vibe I get is they've convinced me they're back. Like, I think they have their confidence back. I think that was a huge win. Now, you can, you know, look at the fact that it's the Giants, but the Giants put up 31 points on the Panthers in Carolina, and the Eagles held them 13 points. So, you know, the Giants are not a good team, but short week on the road, I'm convinced, and I think the players are absolutely convinced they're back as well.
Yeah, what do you think Sunday? I think Ike went, you went 34-17?
Yes.
And I went 31-16, and we both agreed that it's not going to be an easy game. The Panthers will get yardage, but I see the Eagles scoring touchdowns again and the Panthers scoring field goals, but still getting yards in between the 20.
Yeah, I think this is going to be another statement game for the Eagles. At home, where I know they just lost to the Vikings, but they're normally pretty dominant at home. I think they're rolling. They have a few extra days off. I think this is a big win for the Eagles, and I'm right around where you guys are, 31-14, 31-17, something like that.
All right, there you have it. Elliot Short Park still barely able to do the call after reading the Jack Fritz and Jill, the Jack and Jill wedding write-up.
I know. So many beautiful lines in that thing about Jack's love for Jill. It was amazing to read.
Jack's crush on Jill began in Mrs. Snyder's first grade class at Westtown Thornberry Elementary School. I thought she was cute. I thought she was nice. And she was always nice to me. Their classmates saw that, too. In second grade, Jill was named Star of the Week. Her mom and three sisters came for the presentation. Jack likes Jill. Jack likes Jill, their classmates chanted. He never really talked to me, Jill said. I didn't know how, said Jack. By seventh grade, he figured it out. Every day, Jack and Jill sat together on the bus ride to Stetton Middle School. Just a portion of it. We'll get into it later on. Thanks, ESB.
Might have to pull his takesman card after that.
Yeah, never have I been more embarrassed for somebody who works here at this station with us, man. Come on, Jackie Pucks.
Thanks,
my
Elliot.
Goodness.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Alrighty.
I'm proud of him. You know why? Because he means all of it. Jill thought Jack was a nice guy. He was sweet, and I enjoyed talking to him. He had smaller crushes on other girls, and some of them liked him back. So why did he keep trying with Jill? Quote, I don't really know what it was, except that I always envisioned her as the one. The summer between 8th grade and freshman year at Baird Russin High School, Jack shot up to 6'1". His baseball skills had become quite refined, and the confidence he gained on the pitcher's mound transferred to the other parts of his life. Quote, I stopped caring what other people thought. I just wanted to be myself. A March 2009 snowfall canceled school, and Jack invited Jill to go down the hill on sleds. They had so...
Come on, man. I'm about ready to... Somebody give me some bleach to drink.
They had so much fun, just the two of them, that his mom made them hot tea. Jill began to think she might like Jack back. And for a few weeks, they spent more and more time together without talking about their friendship was shifting. At the end of that month, Jack asked Jill to be his girlfriend. She fell in love with his ability to make her laugh, his straightforwardness, and the way he let her be exactly herself. Quote, he never has any negativity. She makes me laugh, said Jack. I feel happiest and most myself when I'm with her. He also admires her compassion and patience. Yeah, you can tell they just got married.
Oh my God.
I feel happiest and most myself when I'm with her. I'm on guard when I'm with my wife, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to make it through the week.
It's like, I mean, we're literally walking around landmines when we're around each other. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's 8 or 9 days a month where I just I just chalk it up to being she's gonna be mean to me and irrational.
You feel me? They started dating when they first saw each other? Second grade? What was it?
No, they were 11 months old.
Oh, yeah, right? My God.
They were getting diapers changed next to each other, and Jack reached over and said, "You look damn good in those Pampers."
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Congratulations to Jack and Jill on their wedding.
Yes.
And for the article here on Philly.com.
Even though I didn't get an invitation.
Well, she knew you would go.
Appreciate it.
No, but honestly, everything that he said, Jack's only 24 and he's already married.
Yeah.
Right? Everything that's in here.
Young and dumb.
This is definitely them. I could have never married a high school sweetheart or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Jack, congratulations, man. 888-729-9494.
Whoa.
With spring and lacrosse baseball seasons fast approaching, Jack asked Jill to go on a conditioning run with him in their neighborhood. He hated running, but reasoned it would give them time to talk. Our conversation flowed pretty naturally, Jill said.
And by the way, Jill, this is all meant to bash Jack. It has nothing to do with you.
From that moment on, they were truly friends. Not just bus friends.
Bus friends.
888-729-9494. It's the Marks and Reese Show.
And you know who I picture, right? When you say bus friends. I'm picturing Forrest and Jenny. That's who I'm picturing. Forrest Gump.
He is Forrest Gumpish.
Yeah.
Jack?
When they were sitting on the bus, seats taken.
Listen, we'll come back and we'll get into...
He sat next to Clyde.
I mean, yeah.
But not Clyde. Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Good movie or overrated, Forrest Gump?
Oh, awesome movie.
Great movie, right?
Yes.
Great awesome music movie. In the movie.
Awesome movie.
All right. People say that's overrated. Put it on Twitter, Ben.
I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Awesome movie.
I hated that movie.
Exactly.
I hated that movie.
I know you did.
What is the appeal of that movie? Like, it's a slow guy who, like the,
huh?
But that's what he is. Like, we
yes,
we,
he is. He's slow.
But it's not like, I don't understand why people think it's so endearing. It's not a real person. You understand it's not a real person. It's a made-up character.
Bubba Gump in that lip.
Yeah.
You got,
yeah.
You got Gary Sinise in no legs.
He's about as real as Rocky.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's not real?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.